CPV Radio, Central Texas.
This is God's Journey Child, Theodore Chestnut, and you're listening to the Psalmist's Voice Radio Network. Walk with me, family. Let's go!
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Wash your hands. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Cover your cough or sneeze. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects. And remember, you're safer at home. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by Live 365 and this station.
You're listening to the hottest, most off-controversial, off-the-meters Christian radio station in the land. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk, family? Let's go!
That's right, family and friends. It is the hottest radio network on the planet. TPV Radio have an all-star lineup just for you. Sunday, TPV Reloaded at 2 p.m. Monday, It's The Grub at 12 p.m. The Reality Coach at 6 p.m. Tuesday, Victory Over the Weights of Life at 6 p.m. Friday, The Caribbean Pepper Pot at 8 p.m. Saturday, Brother Don presents at 4 p.m. Men, Let's Talk, every first Friday of the month at 4 p.m. TPV presents by appointment only. Coming to you on June 6th, it is our Saturday Buffet with Lorraine Brown at 12 p.m. Walk with me. Let's go!
At Majal's Products, we care for a better you with our handmade natural ingredients to give you healthier skin, body, and stronger hair, like our face, foot, hair, and body care products. To order yours today, please visit our website at www.majalsproducts.com or on Facebook at Majal's Products. Get yours today to get your faster results without breaking the bank.
You never heard Christian radio quite like this. Get your fix 24/7 on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network.
The following program will change the way you think and lead you to a relationship with Jesus Christ. Listeners, discretion is advised.
You're listening to Real Talk with Pastor Sago, right now on TPV Radio.
Hey, this is your brother, your cousin, your nephew, and we are here for episode three of Real Talk here on the TPV Radio Network. And if you're on Facebook Live, I see you. I salute you, and hey, we welcome you again. This is episode 3 of Real Talk on the TPV Radio Network. Appreciate everybody for the love, for tuning in, and everything that you've been doing for not only me, but for the support of the TPV Radio Network. And hey, I want to send some big shout outs real quick before we get in this, because we got something good for you on tonight. I want to send a big shout out to Pastor Christopher Newton and his wife, Shanice Newton, the heads, the leaders of the TPV Radio Network. Hey, big shout outs to you. I want to send a shout out to my wife, my Bonnie. Hey, I appreciate you. And hey, everybody else that supports us, that loves us, even if you don't support us, hey, I send big shouts out to you. We love you, and we appreciate everything that you continue to do, all the support that you continue to give us. And real quick, before it slips my mind, I want to make sure that to let you know that the TPV Radio Network and Pastor Chris Newton, they are up for Spin Award for 2020. So I will have that voting information where you can go and you can vote. You can vote. You can go back in. You can repeat. You can vote again. They are up for multiple awards in different categories. So I'm going to have that information for you, so you can go in and definitely vote. And I want to congratulate them for having and being selected and nominated for the Spin Award for 2020. So hey, again, we about to get busy. You know, we are on live and we are on the radio. So hey, come on live. Hot Ellis, I see a couple people online. I'm not gonna say your names until you tell me I can say your names, because that's how I roll. But hey, let me know that you're on. Holler at me. Come spend some time with me real quick. So, hey, give out a disclaimer from the beginning. Hey, here at the TPV Radio Network, here on Real Talk, I'm going to let you know we don't talk politics. You heard? We don't talk politics. Only thing we will tell you to do is we will encourage you to go vote. We will tell you that voting is important. But we don't talk politics. We don't push any type of candidate. We don't push a certain candidate on anybody. That is up to you on who you want to vote for. So we don't talk politics here. But here on Real Talk, we talk real. Real Talk, I'm going to give you the nitty-gritty on the things that needs to be addressed in society when it comes to dealing with church. But I'm going to come at you from a way that's real. I don't want to sugarcoat it. I'm not going to use any outlandish language. We're not going to talk about any crazy subject, but we're going to talk real. We're going to come real. So, hey, here at Real Talk Radio, if you want to talk, then let's talk. Let's get into it. So, on today, we are going to talk about what defines real Christian music. What defines real Christian music? Now, what I'm going to do, we're going to talk about this subject, and I did a poll earlier today, and I'm gonna read some of those answers that I was given from the questions or the people that I had asked, and there were some very, very, very good answers. I asked some people who are really, really well versed in music, that are praise and worship leaders, or have been praise and worship leaders at the church. Either they sing on the praise and worship team, or they are one of the main focus singers of the team. So I kind of talked to a few different people, but I'm gonna save those for last. I'm gonna save those for the second part of the show before we get into any of that. So, what makes or what defines real Christian music? Now, is it the artist? Is it the music? Or is it the words? Now, here's where I've seen so many people go wrong when we talk about music. So, there are so many different kinds and genres of Christian music out there. You have Christian rock. You have neo-soul gospel. You have gospel rap. You have gospel hip-hop. You have contemporary gospel. You have traditional gospel. You have rock and roll gospel. You have all of that. I don't know if we have country gospel, but I'm sure it's probably out there. Somebody is probably doing it in a sense. So of all those, what makes any one of those genres any better than the other? So here's what I'll tell you, and here's where the biggest problem comes, or I will say here's where the biggest genre of what people are saying is a inappropriate type of Christian music, and that comes with Christian rap and Christian hip-hop. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to be real and right with you. I am an avid fan of Christian hip-hop and Christian rap. I listen to it all the time. Now, that doesn't mean I'm not a fan of any of the others, but my preference is to listen Christian rock or Christian hip hop, Christian rap and Christian hip hop. Is that okay? I will tell you yes, because there are so many people that will listen to or hear Christian rap and they automatically write it off because the first thing they say is that is not real Christian music, or that music is not of Christ, or that music is not giving Christ praise. And what we got to do, ladies and gentlemen, those who are saying that, what they have to do is they might have to close their mouth, open their ears, and listen to what these people are saying. Because I will tell you right now that a lot of these young men and young women that are doing Christian rap and Christian hip hop, if you stop, you close your mouth and you listen to what they're saying, their words, you will understand that they are giving God praise in a manner that they know how to give God praise. They are giving God praise and glory through the way that they know how to give, or they have been designed by God to give God praise. And I'm telling you right now, Christian rap and Christian hip hop is changing people's lives. Whether people want to believe it or not, it's changing people's lives. It is causing people to change their mindset, because now they're seeing somebody that either was just like them or just like them right now, that's praising God, that's giving God praise, and now they see that they can be caught up, or they could be trouble, or they could be caught up in the muck and mire, but they can still be of God. They can still be saved by God. They can still be a child of God, even though they're in the state that they're in right now. And I will tell you, Christian rap is changing people's lives. It is changing the lives of many people. It is changing the lives of young people. It is changing the lives of older people. It is changing people's lives. And now, don't get me wrong. I'm not here to just say Christian rap and Christian hip hop is the only music. I'm not saying that, but that's the genre of Christian music that people bash on the most. That is the one that people bash on the most, because the first time or the first thing people say when they hear it or they hear the music, they say, well, they must think they're in the club. It has nothing to do with that. It has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do about what these people are saying and what they're saying about God and how they are impacting people, because Christian rap is impacting people. Now, here's what I will say. Now, we talk about the contemporary gospel. We talk about the traditional gospel. We talk about the rock and roll gospel. All that is fine. That's great. But I will tell you right now, from research I've done and things I've looked at, a lot of the contemporary and traditional gospel singers, all right, somewhere down the line, they have become more about the Lincolns and less about the Lord. I hope that makes sense, and I hope y'all caught that. They have become more about the Lincolns than they have about the Lord. When I'm talking about Lincolns, I'm talking about Abraham Lincolns. I'm talking about ends and dividends. They have become more caught up and captured by entertainment than they have about doing what's right for the Lord. I've seen that. You've seen it a lot of the mainstream contemporary gospel singers, a lot of the traditional mainstream gospel singers have switched up so much. They have changed their ways so much that now they have become a slave to those record labels. The record label said this is not... This, if the record label says this is not what we're going to do, then they are not going to do it, because now they've become a slave to that record label, and it's all about the Benjamins and the Lincolns. It's all about the ends and dividends instead of about the Lord, instead of about it being for God. I've seen that. It's happening, and everybody that's online is looking at Facebook and maybe listening right now have seen that. And we have to stop that, ladies and gentlemen. What we have to stop doing is we as people have to stop pointing our fingers at one type of music and say this music is not of God, or this music is not real Christian music because it don't sound the way we want it to sound. Well, if you don't like the way it sounds, all you can do is either stuff your ears with cotton, or you can turn the radio off, you can go to the next station. That's okay, because that's your choice, either to listen to it or not to listen to it. But what we can't do is we can't say that if it doesn't say or doesn't have a certain beat count, or it doesn't, or if the music is not going in a certain direction, or the music is a little bit faster, a little bit upbeat, that is not real Christian music. Because I will tell you right now, a lot of those people, a lot of the people, Christian rap, Christian hip hop, Christian rock and roll, their relationships could be, very well could be, better than some of these people that are sitting around and pointing their fingers at these people and saying that what they're doing is not real Christian music. And what you're going to have to do is we have to realize that if we keep doing that, we're going to be the ones that are going to have the answer to that when we see God face to face. We're going to have to be the ones that God is going to ask you, that Christ is going to ask you, why did you talk about my people like that? Because that music was pleasing to me. That music was good words to my ears. As a matter of fact, I like that music. Because why? Because their heart was in it, and they gave me glory, and they changed people's lives. They changed people's lives. I've seen so many people make crazy comments and rude comments about Christian rap and Christian hip hop just because they've taken that genre of music and they've compared it to some of the stuff that they have out here today. Mainstream hip hop that they have out here today. They've taken that and they put that in the same category. Why? Because they dress a little different. Why? Because their hair is a little different. Why? Because they have tattoos. Why? Because they might wear a gold chain around their neck. Why? Because they're wearing sneakers and jeans and t-shirts instead of a two-piece suit and some red-bottomed shoes. But they're still praising God, and people are not given that an opportunity and listen to what these people are saying, listen to what these artists are saying. What they're saying is coming from their heart, but we automatically say it's not real Christian music. So some of y'all online right now, hey, I see a lot of y'all online. So what defines real Christian music? Is it the artist? Somebody talk to me. Is it the artist? I see somebody online. Somebody talk to me. Hey, Renee Lockhart, I see you online right now. My sister, hey, talk to me. Is it the artist? Is that what makes Christian music real Christian music? Somebody else can chime in too. And what defines real Christian music is that if that particular music gives God glory and is pleasing to God, we have to look at it for the big picture. We have to look at, is what's being said pleasing to God? Is what being said giving God glory? Is what's being said pleasing and giving God glory through its words? And can you take what they're saying, and can you take what they're saying and you can balance it off of scripture? And maybe it's not coming directly from scripture. It might not be a scripture word for word, but can you take that and can you line that up with scripture? One of my favorite artists, rap artists, Christian hip hop, is a brother named Young Bro. He's from Texas. His name is Young Bro. He has so many songs out there. He has a song out there called River of Fire. And then some of the lyrics, the song starts off by saying, straight out of the pit, means he was straight out of the pit. And he said he has a river of fire flowing in his bones. You have to listen to it. You have to listen to what they're saying. And we can't just write these people off. We can't write God's people off because we're not liking what they're talking about. Now, I have one person that's on Facebook Live right now, and their comment was, they said that they honestly say that it's the message. It's the message that the people are seeing. It has nothing to do with the artist. It's the message. See, the artist could be a mainstream artist. The artist could be a very well-known artist, and that's a good point. The artist could be a very well-known artist, and that artist could be a very, very popular artist. But if the message is a mess, then it's not going to change anybody's life. If the message is a mess, it's not gonna saturate into anybody's life. If the message is a mess, it's not going to change anybody's lives. So the message is important. That is absolutely right. The message is important. The message is very, very important, ladies and gentlemen. Now, the next question, is it the music? Is it the music itself? Now, what we have to understand is the music and the words are two different things, because you remember, you know, you have lyrics and you can have an instrumental, right? You can have an instrumental of a song and you can have the lyrics of the song. So the music itself, when you take hi-hats and you take chimes and you take drums and you take drum rolls and you take bass and you put it all together and it's just music, the music ain't never hurt nobody. So we can't blame it on the music itself, because the music without the lyrics is just the music. And there's a lot of songs that we can listen to, and we can just enjoy just the music itself. But when you start adding the words to it, is where the song begins to develop and see if there's power in the song. When you develop the verses and you start developing the hook of the song, you start developing the bridge of the song, that's what starts beginning to make a song. Without the lyrics, it's just music. So is it the music? Is it the music that makes a song? Music can be good, but if you add the wrong words and you're saying that you're praising God and that you're giving God glory through that song, and you're truly not, then whose lives are you changing? Whose lives are you saving when we do that? But I beg you, ladies and gentlemen, that we have to be careful when we say what's not real Christian music and what is Christian music. We have to stop doing that. Just because, again, like I said earlier, just because you don't like that music, that doesn't mean that it's not real effective Christian music. That doesn't mean that music and those lyrics and what those people are saying from their heart is not real music and is not pleasing to God. And we have to stop doing that. We have to stop putting that on people. And then when we do that, We could be turning somebody away from doing what God wants them to do. Because a person who's been called to bring people to Christ through their music, through Christian rap or Christian rock and roll or contemporary gospel or traditional gospel or whatever it might be, if they've been called by God, truly by God, to do that, and we bash them for doing what they're doing, now we could very well be throwing those people and putting those people out of position for what God wants them to do, because now they've heard so many times from people, they've been bashed so many times from people, they've been put down so many times by people. Now they have now there's no encouragement in their heart. There's nothing else left for them to do because they feel like they're a failure. Why? Because of what people say. Why? Because of what we say. And I will tell you, a lot of times, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of the stuff, a lot of the trash is coming out of people's mouths about what's saying is Christian music and what's not real Christian music comes from Christian folk. It's coming out of the mouths of Christian people. It's coming out of the mouths of people who say they're Christian. That's where a lot of the bashing is coming from. A lot of the bashing is coming out of the mouths of church folk. Just telling these young people that that's not real Christian music and you shouldn't be listening to that. Well, who said they shouldn't be listening to that? Just because you don't listen to it, that doesn't mean that they can't listen to it. Just because you were saved by hearing somebody else, that doesn't mean that their lives can't be saved by listening to Young Bro or Mr. Dale or Bizzle or Seven or Dayton or Hurt or Bazooka or any of those artists right there. That doesn't mean that their lives can't be changed by hearing what some of those people are saying, by hearing what some of those artists are saying. And their life may not be changed by them. Their life may be changed by Kirk Franklin or one of the mainstream traditional or contemporary artists. Their life may be changed by that. I don't know. But it's not on us to say what's real and what's not real and not allowing that music to saturate in the person's heart. And then it's wrong for us to not even give that music a chance. It's wrong for us to not even give that music an opportunity for us to listen to it itself and see what the people are saying. Because we're not the ones. Okay, let me say this. We have to stop being the judge and the jury, because the judge is going to be God. We have to stop saying that this person is not a real Christian artist because we don't know. We have to quit saying that just because a person who used to do something one way, just because they used to be a mainstream rapper 5 years ago and now they've been called of God, we got to stop saying, well, no, they ain't called of God because this is what they used to do 5 years ago. So who cares what they used to do 5 years ago? That's not on us. We don't know what their relationship is with God. So, hey, look, y'all, I'm going to stop right there. We got to go pay some bills. So we're going to come back. We're going to log off of Facebook Live. We're going to come back with part two. We got to pay some bills. And from there, we're going to start talking about this poll I did and some of the answers and some of the fans sent me when we were talking about when we discussed what defines real Christian music. So, hey, this is your brother, your cousin, your nephew. We got to pay some bills. I'll holler at you in a minute.
You're listening to Real Talk with Pastor Sago right now on TPV Radio.
I'm a qualified.
In the eyes of men, I don't measure up. A child that God, but you treat me like I ain't good enough.
I'm a qualified.
I'm all in it. You can't call my bluff. You don't even think I'm worth it. But my father does.
I'm a qualified.
My eyes are men, I don't measure up. A child that God, but you treat me like I ain't good enough.
I'm a qualified.
I'm a qualifier, and the eyes of men don't measure up. It don't matter though, cause in God I put my trust. Spent most of my life looking for men's acceptance. Many years later, still feeling the sting from their rejection. And that too depression, many years of stressing. Years of looking down, time to look up, I change directions. I've been counted out, God still loves me. Men kept me captive, Jesus set me free.
No more
chains, Jesus set me free. No more chains on me, I've been redeemed. Completely forgiven by the King of Kings. All my sins forgotten, tossed into the sea. No record of tally from the west to the east. But you refuse to see, not who I used to be. God made me a new creature, gave me a new identity. I'm a qualifier.
In the eyes of men, I don't measure up. A child that God, but you treat me like I ain't good enough.
I'm a qualifier.
I'm all in it, you can't call my bluff. You don't even think I'm worth it. But my father does.
I'm a qualifier.
A child of God, but you treat me like I ain't good enough.
I'm a qualifier.
I'm all in it. You can't call my bluff. You don't even think I'm worth it. But my father
I'm
does.
A qualifier. I'm a qualifier. And the eyes of men don't measure up. It don't matter though, cause in due time, God will lift me up. Got your nose turned up. Looking down on me. Insignificant. Yeah, that's what they see.
Yeah, I know. That's what they see.
But in due time, you will clearly see it was not a setback or set up for God's glory. That's a perspective of person, but not men. Jeremiah 29 declares my end. Ain't got nothing to lose. Don't sleep on me, man. Ain't got nothing to prove. No hell to put me in. Constantly thumper aloof. People constantly hating. Hostile environment. Real life assassination. Feel like a fish out of water. Feel like an outcast on an island by myself. A prisoner of my past.
I'm a qualifier. In the eyes of men, I don't measure up. A child that God, but you treat me like I ain't good enough.
I'm a qualifier.
I'm all in it. You can't call my bluff. You don't even think I'm worth it. But my father
I'm
does.
I'm a qualifier.
My eyes are men, I don't measure up. A child that God, but you treat me like I ain't good enough.
I'm a qualifier.
I'm all in it. You can't call my bluff. You don't even think I'm worth it. But my father
I'm
does.
I'm a qualifier. I'm a qualifier. And the eyes of men don't measure up. It don't matter though, cause if I got God, I got enough. It's been very tough. 2 minute setbacks, they try to disqualify me because of the past. Better been lied on, it got me locked up. Falsely accused of a crime involving a truck. Case got thrown out, no conviction. Not a convicted felon or pedophile, that's how I'm living. But it's like I'm in prison through the eyes of men. Will the judgment ever stop? Will it ever end? I was once in sin, never said it was perfect. Prisoner of the past, still, I don't deserve this. Wife of two baby mamas, two sons and two daughters. No longer a baby dad, I'm now a husband, I'm now a father. Three time college grad, artist OG. And as I don't qualify, but God qualifies I'm me. I'm qualified.
In the eyes of men, I don't measure up. A child that God, but you treat me like I ain't good enough.
I'm qualified.
I'm all in it, you can't call my bluff. You don't even think I'm worth it. But my father
I'm
does.
I'm qualified.
My eyes of men, I don't measure up. A child of God, but you treat me like I ain't good enough.
I'm a qualifier.
I'm all in it. You can't call my bluff. You don't even think I'm worth it. But my father
I'm
does.
A qualifier.
I'm a qualifier.
Keep it locked right here on TPB Radio, the station for inspiration. You're listening to Real Talk with Pastor Sago, right now on TPB Radio.
That was unqualified. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. A little technical difficulty. But hey, this is we're back with part two of Real Talk episode three, part two of episode three. And again, if you didn't catch that, that was unqualified by 4G. He was on last night. He was interviewed by Pastor Chris Newton last night. Again, that was 4G Unqualified. That was a banging track right there. So hey, check it out. 4G Unqualified. All right. So we are back with part two. And tonight's subject, this afternoon's subject, we were talking about what defines a real Christian music. And the three questions on that were on deck was, is it the artist, is it the music, or is it the words? Those are the three things that were on deck that we were talking about. You know, and like I said, I've heard so many people that say that Christian rap. We're talking about Christian rap because I'm focusing on Christian rap. But again, we've heard it about a lot of genres, but I'm focusing on Christian rap because it's important that we understand, because that's one of the genres of Christian music that gets bashed more than any other genre of music. That's the genre of Christian music that gets labeled as not being real and not being authentic than any other genre of Christian type music. So that's why I'm kind of focusing on that. But we can take this on to another level. And you know, if God leads me, I might make it another part four or part three as we go on, and we can continue to talk about different genres and things like that. So I had did a poll on today, ladies and gentlemen. I talked to a few people, and I'm gonna read some of these comments and these thoughts that people had. And I asked them. I said, "Well, what's your opinion? In your opinion, what makes real Christian music?" So here's the first one I'm gonna read, and here's what they said. They said, "Remember when Kirk Franklin came out, and the writer said they bashed him, but he opened the doors for other artists, and his music is the same to this day. He never changed." And here's something really, really key that they said. They said, "You must not judge when you don't know the facts." That's good right there. I'm going to hold up right there. You must not judge when you don't know the facts. You have no idea what God is doing in those people's lives, regardless of what genre that they're doing. You don't know what God is doing in their lives. We have no idea. We don't know what God is how God is moving them and what direction God is moving them in their life. So the person that said that you must not judge when you don't know the facts. We cannot judge when we don't know the facts. That is good. Then they said, because his music had a beat that you could tap your feet to. Some people thought it was secular and R&B-ish. They said, but Kirk Franklin stayed the course. So That comment that they left, they said, so yes, it's the lyrical content of the songs. That was good. That was good right there. So what this opinion was that they said they compared everything to Kirk Franklin, and we know when Kirk Franklin first came out, people talked about Kirk Franklin. People said Kirk Franklin, he wasn't doing real Christian music. They don't know what he was doing. They don't know who he think he is, and he was going to hell in the handbasket and all that. It was a whole bunch of stuff that people were saying about Kirk Franklin when Kirk Franklin first came out, because they judged his the way God had built him to do his music. People judged that, and he never changed. He's still where he is today, and he's still the person that God has made him to be, and that's why people respect him, because he never changed. He never sold out to the record labels. He never sold out to the record labels. So that's really good. That right there was really good. So we cannot judge when we don't know the facts. And again, we're talking about what makes music real Christian music, and we're focusing on Christian rap. So here we go. Hey, I got another one. And this person said that I think what makes up Christian God-centered music is the music that puts you in the zone to give God your best praise, as well as placing you in a place to receive God's word. That music can be fast or slow, but it allows you to get in the spirit. That's real good. That's real good. I'm showing some love for that one. So, hey, that's really, really good. So if that music that you're listening to, regardless of if it's contemporary gospel, if it's traditional gospel, or if it's Christian rap, it's got to be God-centered. If it's God-centered, if that music is God-centered, that music is based on God, that music is lifting up God and honoring God through its lyrics, and it's putting the person that's listening in a position to receive God's word, is putting a person in a position to seek God and say, God, what can I do to change my life? I see that what this person is talking about has changed their life, so what can I do to change my life? What can I do to be saved? What must I do? What can I do to be saved? So if that content allows you to get into the spirit, even if it's Christian rap, if that Christian rap gets you into the spirit and gets you to move in and gets you to tap in your feet and gets you to move in your head and whatever the case might be, let it do. Let it work. Let it work through somebody's heart. Let it be what it is, and stop telling people that it's not real Christian music just because you don't like it. There's a lot of people that don't like rap music or Christian music or Christian hip hop. That's fine. You just don't listen to it. That's okay. But stop telling people that Christian rap is not real Christian music. All right, I got another one. This person here said that, I believe lyrical content based on scripture. I asked them the same question. I said, what makes Christian music real Christian music? And they said that they believe that the lyrical content based on scripture. That is absolutely powerful. That is really, really good. So if that lyrical content that artist is singing or rapping or whatever they're doing, if that lyrical content is connected with scripture somehow, if you can take what they're saying and you can connect it with scripture, or you can take what they're saying and say, I get it, that's what this Bible verse says, or yeah, this is what they said in Matthew. It may not be the exact Bible scripture, it may not be the exact biblical scripture word for word, but what they're saying lyrically, what they're saying that they've done in their life, if you can take that, if you can hear what they say, and you can say, oh yeah, and connect it with a biblical scripture, you can connect it with God's word, then it's right online with what God wants and what God is pleased with. Because I will tell you right now, there are a lot of contemporary and traditional and rock and roll gospel and country gospel that is not in line with God's word. But for some reason, people flock to it. But for some reason, people attach themselves to it. But for some reason, people want to spread the rumor mill that this is real Christian music, but this is not. Because the people that's singing this music over here looks different from this person that's singing over here. So what if that person has gold teeth in their mouth? Let them have gold teeth in their mouth. It's not your teeth. It's their teeth. They paid for it, so leave them alone. So we have to stop that. We have to stop that. And it goes back to what the first one I read. We are not the judge. We should not judge when we don't know the facts. When we don't know the facts, we should not judge. We should keep quiet. We should keep our mouths closed and stop having a pharisaical attitude and think that if it's not this way, then there's no way. We have to stop doing that. Because when we do that, ladies and gentlemen, we're running the people away from God. when we say it's this way and there's no other way. We are running people away from God. We are pushing people away from God. And to be real, let's be real, the younger generation today, they want God just as much as anybody else does. They want to be saved just as much as anybody else does. They want to hear the trueness of God just like anybody else does. But they want to hear it in a way that they can recognize. They want to hear it in a way that can saturate in their spirit. They want to hear it in a way that can capture their heart. They want to hear it in a way that they can recognize with it and say, yeah, I got that because I'm dealing with the same thing. So if we can capture someone's heart through Christian rap, let's capture it through Christian rap. We can capture somebody's heart through contemporary or neo soul gospel. Let's do it through our neo soul or contemporary or traditional gospel. Let's do it. If we can capture somebody's heart through gospel rock, let's do it. Let it happen. Let it do it. Let God do what God does in that person, and leave them alone and stop telling people what is and what's not just because you don't like it or you have a personal preference on certain types of music because you grew up on it and that's all you know. But sometimes you have to unlearn some of those things that we know so we can begin to learn the new things that we need to know. Sometimes we have to drop some of those old things. We have to leave some of those old things, some of that old stuff that we have, and push it to the side because that old stuff can get in the way of the new stuff, and the new stuff is what God wants us to see and push some of that old stuff out of the way. Because the old stuff has become junk in our lives. So, hey, let me go to this next one. The next person said that what makes real Christian music is that it's spirit-led. It's done with the intent on reaching souls for Jesus. That is absolutely good. And that is absolutely correct. If it's spirit-led. If someone is sitting down and they're writing and their lyrics and their verses that they're writing, that God is leading them, the Spirit is leading them in what they're saying and what they're writing and what they're going to project to the people. If it's Spirit-led, let the Spirit lead them. If it's Spirit-led, let the Spirit do what the Spirit does, because when the Spirit places it, when the Spirit works in that person and that person writes it down and it comes out of their mouth, the Spirit is going to do what the Spirit's going to do. If it's Spirit led, if it's truly Spirit led, if it goes on that paper, it comes out of that person's mouth or those people's mouth, it's going to move. If it's Spirit led, it's going to do exactly what God has meant for it to do. If it's Spirit led, and again, it doesn't matter if it's in your soul gospel, it doesn't matter. If it's traditional gospel, contemporary gospel, gospel rap, gospel hip-hop, gospel rock and roll, gospel country, it doesn't matter. If it is Spirit-led, it's going to reach and it's going to do what it's supposed to do to the people and in the people's lives and cause them to change. And if it's Spirit-led, God is going to get the glory in the end because it's going to change somebody's life. It may not change it immediately. Don't get me wrong. It may not change it on tomorrow. It may not change it next week. It may not even be next month. But once it captures that person's heart and that person begins to incline their ear to it and begins to work on working those people, whoever it might be, then that's when we know that it's Spirit-led. All right. I got one more. This person said, it's all about winning souls to Jesus. And it says every generation has their music. And we must know what it is and be able to relate it to them. That's really good. We got to know. We have to understand that we're in a different time now. We're in a different generation. We have our younger people that are different, our younger adults that are different. And what we got to do is we have to be able to adjust ourselves. We got to be able to adjust our sight picture to what's going on today. I didn't say that we have to buckle and we have to change God's word. I'm not saying that. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that we have to be able to adjust our sight picture to be able to reach God's people. We have to be willing to adjust our sight picture to be able to reach God's people, because we cannot reach God's people the same way that we reached that God's people were being reached 20 years ago. We can't do it. And that's with the way that we give God's word. That's the way that we preach God's word. That's the way that we teach God's word. And it comes with the music that we have. I'm not saying all music, all the old traditional music is bad. I ain't saying throw it away, because a lot of it is still good. The Mississippi Mass Choir and all those great artists, wonderful. Still listen to it. I would still listen to it if somebody played it. If the Mississippi Mass Choir was somewhere close around, I'll go by and I'll go and see them. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But what we have to do, again, we have to understand what we're doing and where we are today. And we got to be able to adjust our sight. We got to be able to adjust our sight picture, tighten up our shot group, and be able to understand the people that we're trying to communicate God's word with today. And again, if it's through Christian rap, let it be. If it's through Christian neo-soul, let it be. If it's through Christian rock, let it be. If it's through Christian country or Christian R&B or Christian, let it be. Let's stop judging what God has called these people to do and saying that it's not right. And let the people that they are meant to touch, because they're meant to touch certain people. God has called them to church to touch certain people. God has called them to make changes in certain people's lives, because they're not going to change everybody's life. Those that are older, the gospel rap is not going to change that person's life, because they're already stuck in their ways, and it's not going to change their life, and they're not going to humble themselves and listen to what these people got to say. They're not going to do it. So those people are not going to change. But the people God has laid the path for, these young neo soul, these young R&B, these young Christian hip hop artists, God has called them to change people. And the people that God has called them to change, those are the ones that's going to change. Those are the ones that's going to change. But what we have to do, ladies and gentlemen, and I pray that this encourages you, what we have to do, ladies and gentlemen, is we have to stop saying what and what is not real Christian music. We got to stop doing it. And I will tell you right now, and people can say what they want to say, but again, like I said earlier in part one, I am an avid listener of Christian rap. I do. I listen to it. I like it. I have it on my phone. But as well as that on my phone, I have Israel Houghton on my phone. I have John P. Key on my phone. I have a lot of different artists on my phone. I listen to a bunch of different artists. Sometimes I can listen to Christian rap, and then God will lay something in my spirit for a message. Sometimes I can listen to Israel Houghton or John P. Key or some of the other artists, and God can lay something in my spirit for a message. So we got to be careful that we're saying that these people are not communicating God, because if you give it opportunity, if you open up your ears and you give it opportunity and let it marinate in your spirit, let it soak in your spirit, it can deliver you. It can change your thought process. It can place something in your heart that you never knew was there. You can place something in your heart that God wants you to do that never was there before, if you would have never listened to what you said you would never listen to. So So we got to do better, ladies and gentlemen. We got to stop labeling what's good and what's not good, because we're not the ones. We're not the ones that can say what's good or bad. Only God can do that. Only thing we can point out is what's right or wrong. Is what's right or wrong. God judges what's good or bad. So, hey, ladies and gentlemen, my time is almost up, but hey, I pray that somebody was encouraged by this real talk conversation we had on tonight when we talked about what makes real Christian music. Hey, I appreciate you. So, hey, if you got any questions, comments, you can hit me up at realtalkinthebuilding@gmail.com. It's realtalkinthebuilding@gmail.com. And hey, again, I want to let you know that the TTV Radio Network, Pastor for Christopher Newton, they are up for a number of Spin Awards. They've been nominated for some Spin Awards. So I want you to you get an opportunity. I'm going to try to find that information where you can go and vote here before we get off the air. But if you go and you get a chance to go and vote, go online and vote for them as they've been nominated for multiple categories in the Spin Awards. So please go in there and vote. So yeah, I got that information. So the information is www.thespinawards.com. It's www.thespinawards.com. Go in there and vote. Holler at them, spend some time with them real quick. Check out the categories they're in, because they are in multiple categories. So go in, hey, share, go in, vote, log out, go back in and vote again, share it again, share it to your people so they can vote. So again, hey, support them. So again, hey, on tomorrow, hey, you know, Light Hope Fellowship Ministries, hey, Friday service, 7:30 p.m. Central Time. We're going to be doing our Facebook Live. It is our weekly service. So if you're on, hey, come on, join us. And we pray that God has a great message for God's people on tomorrow as well. Last thing I want to say, also Light Hope Fellowship Ministries, on the 25th of July, we're doing our Blessings on the Block. We're doing Blessings on the Block, and we're going to be doing it at 901 South Ann Boulevard in Harker Heights. That's at the YMCA. That's the YMCA at 901 South Ann Boulevard in Harker Heights. And what we're going to be doing is we're going to be giving out boxes of non-perishable food items to those people in the area or whoever that decides that they need a box or need it. Doesn't have to be in that area. If you want to come from Killeen to get a box, come from Killeen to get a box. If you want to come from Cove to get a box, come from Cove to get a box. But it is on the 25th of July. We're going to start at 10. It's going to be from 10 to 1. And we're going to be in the parking lot of the Armed Services YMCA at 901 South and Boulevard, and that is Light of Hope Fellowship Ministries, Blessings on the Block. So hey, I hope you come out, spread the word. You're going to see it on a Facebook page. Spread the word and have somebody come out, people come out and partake in that. And we pray that people will be blessed. So thank you again, ladies and gentlemen. This is Real Talk Episode 3. This is your brother, your cousin, your nephew. This is Pastor Byron Sago, and hey, this is Real Talk.
It's your brother, your cousin, your nephew of Real Talk, Pastor Byron Sago.
Gangsta with this gospel, tell 'em. I'm so gangsta with this gospel, tell 'em. that know somebody who knows somebody who caught somebody. They be smoking that dro, they be sipping that blow.
TPV Radio, Central Texas.